for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.
Fifth quarter thanks to City to Serve Solar and Signature Homes, signaturehomes.net.au, 126 Vine Street in Geelong, an award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom-designed homes from $400,000 to $1 million. Let's start with some Kerr's highest stats and AFL fantasy football points powered by Telstra. Bucky, what have you got for us?
I'll just quickly give those fantasy points. 129 to Brayshaw, 117 to Zarakis, 114 to Heppel, 109 to Shield, and Fantasia had 104 and Devin Smith 101. Bench and Brayshaw 129 leading, Max Gorn 107, Harms 90 and Oliver 82. Kerr's highest stats. Brayshaw, 34 touches, leading disposal winner. Zarakis and Shill, 31 apiece. Heppel, 27. And Merritt, 26. Parrish, 24. Good last quarter. The Darcy Parrish found a bit of the ball, kicked a nice goal. One goal, three. Andy McGrath was good as well. After half-time, 23 disposals and a goal. Two goals to Fantasia from his 21 disposals and 10 marks. 20 to McKenna, 17 to Hurley. Two goals to Smith, 15 disposals and nine tackles. Four goals each to McDonald, Tipham, Woody, McKernan and Stringer. And for the D's, Brayshaw 34, Oliver 29, 21 apiece to Fritch, Harms, who kicked three goals to Viney 21, 20 apiece to Salem and Jones, Max Gorn 6 marks, 17 disposals, 32 hitouts and a goal, Hunt 16 disposals and 3 goals, 1, Petrarca 16 and a goal, couple of goals to Wiedemann from 14 touches and 3 marks, Lockhart 2 goals, 14 disposals and 3 marks, and Jake Melksham 10 disposals, 2 marks and 2 goals, Kingy, crowd of 52,475, saw Essendon 2010-130 defeat Melbourne 18-4-112.
Good stuff, Bucky, thank you for that. Kerr's higher, Grovedale, North Geelong and Ocean
Lauren,
Grove.
Lauren Wood's just on roaming with Brian at the moment, just getting a have a look at this.
Well, Woosh is the easy one to interview. The hard one is going to be Simon Goodwin. What are you going to ask him?
That's left to my colleague John Ralph tonight, so we're taking one each, so I'll leave that to him.
So you toss the coin for the losers' conference?
A little bit, yeah, we tag team at times.
It must be a big game if John Ralph's here.
Well, it was a big game, wasn't it? A lot on the line.
It was. So this is them. Look at them. They're just excited.
That's Brian Taylor with his roaming Brian that he's actually had to be go and interview other members of the media because there was nobody to talk to in the Essendon rooms. So that was fascinating from Brian Taylor. Steamatic standout. Please, Darren Buick.
Oh, look, I thought throughout the night the two most influential players were going to be Brayshaw and Shield, Dylan Shield. And I think in the end, Essendon get over the top of him. And our steamatic standout player for the game is Dylan Shield. Tommy?
Yep, Dylan Shield, those Kerr's high numbers, please again.
He's had 31 disposal, 16 and 15, 13 handball receives. He's had 9, 8 inside 50s, go along with 4 tackles and 5 clearances.
Fantastic. Good work there from Dylan Shield tonight, the former GWS giant who has made a home at the Bombers in the off-season, was much sought after. I think Carlton wanted him at some stage, didn't they, Bucky?
Nah, they bypassed this, didn't really fit into their systems. Down at Icon Park, Kingy, we got Will Setterfield instead. Long term, should be
good player.
Pretty good player.
Yeah. Drew Jones is back from the rooms. Anything to report for us, Drew, for Pettis suspension?
I do actually. Very interesting. A couple of young Melbourne supporters, well, not that young, probably in their mid 20s, were obviously confused and asked me what I was doing tonight, whether I was going into Richmond. And that was pretty much all that was gleaned out of the trip down to down the stairs.
Who did they think you were?
I don't know. They just chased after me and said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going up to K-Rock. I've got a shift to finish." They said, "Oh, we're going to Richmond. We're going to Swan Street."
Okay.
And what, the cut of your jib, Drew?
Yeah.
Evidently, it must have been the K-Rock mic that I was swinging around.
Wow.
That Guelph.
Goodness.
Okay.
Come on, Tom.
There is obviously an injury issue.
No, in all seriousness, yes. Yeah. Kobe Much did his hammy, so you'd think 3 weeks he'll get scanned.
He wasn't walking too well either.
No, he was really limping.
Limping.
He was shocked.
So ice on that early, and then ice in the rooms as well. Sean McKernan had the right hammy strapped, And that was iced up straight away as well. So a couple of little injury concerns for the Bombers.
But an 8-day break before taking on the Lions here at the MCG.
Yeah, and we heard Dylan Shield with a concussion test as well. So no doubt that'll be followed up during the week. But obviously he was fine to come back.
Smith or Shield?
Dev Smith.
Dev Smith.
Yep, Dev Smith, who had a pretty good night as well. But Dylan Shield outstanding.
For Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.